You are listening to the Baby Sleep Answers podcast, the podcast that answers all your baby sleep questions, but it's also just your friend in your ear here to let you know it's normal to struggle, it's normal to have anxiety, and it's normal to want to sleep more.
Happy Tuesday. I will come back to the month by month series and I'll do those, but I think I want to kind of do them with the word interspersedly is coming into my head, but I can't say it out loud. Are you guys like that? I see words in my head, like I see spelled out words and then I don't know how to say them sometimes. Like I saw the color one time and I didn't know what color it was, but the word vermilion came to my head. Anyways, today I want to talk about mom guilt because yes, it's not specifically about baby sleep, but it's a very, very serious one. And I get people who are like, hey, I'm a dad. I follow you too. Please don't just talk about mom things or talk about parent things. But I'm not sure dads feel the same way. And if you're a dad and you hear this, please let me know that you do or don't feel the same way, because this is a really big thing for moms. And what mom guilt basically is, I guess it could be defined by anyone, but what it basically is thinking I can't prioritize me, or I can't, you know, do anything that doesn't necessarily or directly improve my kid's life as I see it, because I'm a bad mom, or, you know, my kids are going to hate me, or my kids are going to resent me, or they're going to feel unloved, and all of these thoughts that are just not true. Like with my first kid, I didn't go out without him for months, maybe a year. I don't even know. I also really had really high anxiety, and I just felt like if I wasn't near him, something bad was going to happen. And that's obviously the definition of postpartum anxiety. But mom guilt goes beyond that. Even when you're like, hey, I don't have postpartum depression anymore, I don't have anxiety like that anymore, a lot of parents still feel, a lot of moms, I should say, because dads don't. I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he's like, I just don't experience that as much. A lot of moms just feel really guilty giving ourselves something that we need. For example, I have been really burned out for a while. And I have never, ever taken a trip since my daughter was born. She just turned 3 last week. So I've never spent a night away from her in 3 years. And I've only spent 1 weekend away from the boys since they were born. Actually, 1 weekend when my little baby, I had to go to a wedding. But that wedding, I spent it miserable and just so anxious and just so worried about my little guy and just so worried that I was doing the wrong thing. But the thing is, I'm really good at telling other people to take trips and prioritize themselves, because I objectively see it. When a mom is unhappy, she's not being the best mom that she can be. When a parent is unhappy, they're not being the best parent they can be. But if a mom is burned out, I mean, Joe literally told me, you need to go on a trip. You keep snapping at the kids. You keep just having little patience. You keep having to take short breaks. He's like, I think you just need to do that trip you've mentioned before. And I was like, no, you know what? You're right. And so first I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I don't know what I want to do, but I just want to get away. And then I felt guilty about that. And then I was like, no, it's okay to be burned out from doing the exact same thing every single day. And I finally convinced myself. So next week I will be going on a trip by myself for 2 nights. And now, like, two nights ago, I just couldn't sleep. I was like, what if they can't fall asleep without me? What if they wake up and I'm not there and they are so mad, or they just need me and they just cry and I'm not there to soothe them? And it's just so many thoughts come to your head. But honestly, I just have to say, like, my sister went on a trip last month and she left her 4 daughters with my brother-in-law. And, you know, it was kind of hard, but she was gone for 2 nights and then she came back and it was fine. It was just came right back into normal. My other friend went on a week-long trip to Ireland and I was like, wow, I could never. Not because I think she did the wrong thing, but just like, I don't have that courage to go and face my emotions and face myself without my kids. And she went and came back and her little, we call him umbilical cord kid. Her umbilical cord kid was still attached to her. I think that's one of my fears. My daughter is attached to me like the boys never were at this age. And I'm afraid that if I leave for any sort of amount of time, I'll come back and it's going to be gone. But I have to remind myself, like, that's not even super secure attachment to be codependent on someone. So if this bond is strengthened by a little space, then it would be good. But anyways, I hope that helps you somewhat, just to hear my thoughts. But then also, I do have specific advice for people who are dealing with extreme mom guilt. about their babies. And you know what's funny? It's kind of like you either have extreme mom guilt or you have none of it. Because I've talked to parents, to moms, and they're like, oh no, we went on a wedding when he was 2 weeks old, and we left him with my mom and he was fine. Or my friends, they just went to Northern Italy for 2 weeks and left their three kids with mother-in-law. And they're like, yeah, they're fine. You know, we even considered going longer, but we're like, nah, they probably would miss me. So it's just so like you either have it and you understand it, or you really don't have it. And you're like, why are you wasting your time with guilt if it's not a need? So my tips, if you are unable to ever leave your baby alone because you feel like something bad will happen, is just to go in little spurts, kind of wean into it or wean out of being with them all the time. See if you can find someone you trust, ideally, you know, family member, and then just leave the house. Leaving the house, and that might sound dumb for someone who never has experienced mom guilt, but just leaving the house for half an hour and coming back and see that your baby is okay. And try to do it when they're awake, if you can, just so you see specifically how they act. And then, you know, the next week you can leave for 2 hours and come back. And then after you build up some courage, you'll just leave for bedtime and then realize that either they fell asleep nicely for someone else or they struggled for someone else. But that's okay because it was just a bedtime. And then as you build up resistance, like understanding that your baby is fine, then you can start looking at the positives of leaving your child for a little bit. One, they learn that you come back. I think that's the huge one. They learn that even if you have to go at a moment's notice, you will be back. Two, you're inadvertently showing them that it's important to take care of yourself, that if you're burned out and you need rest and you need space, it's okay to ask for that space. I'm saying this being like, okay, I'm telling myself all this. But it's a good skill to have, to recognize when you're at your limit and you need to just step back. And so I think that's a really important thing to know, that you're teaching them, your kids, through you doing it, and you'll be able to talk about it with them later. Like, hey, when you were two, I left on a trip because I just needed a break. And that's going to open up the space for them to know, like, oh, if I need a lot, I can take a break. I don't have to get to my breaking point and snap and then feel guilty about it and then just keep this cycle of not giving myself what I need. Now, I don't need to say this, obviously, but I do want to say that you don't have to take a break from your kids. If you're happy and not burnt out, you don't have to take a trip. You don't have to take a break. Or if you're in a financial situation where you can't take a full-on trip, I mean, I'm honestly just taking my Southwest points and going somewhere that's going to be free for me. So it doesn't have to be, you know, a 5-star hotel in Cozumel, which was one of my options to go with my cousin, but then it just ended up being too expensive. But the point of this podcast is that a lot of people feel mom guilt. You're not weird if you do. You're also not weird if you don't feel mom guilt. But taking time to yourself is very, very important. And if you are feeling burnt out, if you're feeling like you need a break, go ahead and take it, because that's not going to hurt your kids. It's not going to hurt your relationship. You're going to figure out new steps. And that's all for today. I thank you for asking about my knee. My knee is fine again. I'm just scared to run. I'm still training for that 5K, but I'm going to get on the bicycle today and see if I can work up my cardio again. And thank you so much for being here. Again, always send out topics that you'd like to hear. I think next week after my trip, I'll be returning to the month series unless someone comes up with a really cool topic that they'd like to hear. All right, I hope you sleep well.